Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome out there, all you WABC listeners. It's Jerry Hickey, pharmacist nutritionist for Invite Health Radio. And I have to tell you, it's always a privilege and a pleasure to be here with you. In any event, we're going to be discussing products today that have an impact on your exercise performance, on your heart health and your blood pressure and your circulation, but also on brain health. And by the way, you know, there's a lot of people like me working at Invite, naturopathic doctors, dietitians, clinical nutritionists, and we have a lot of stores, so you might want to become familiar with us. We're there to help as far as nutrition. I think we're doing a pretty darn good job. Okay, let's get to the products. We have extremely high-quality supplements. One of them is our cocoa. That's important. We sell our cocoa as a supplement, which means we have to check it to make sure there's no sprays or heavy metals in there or mold. See, cocoa is commonly contaminated with mold, and it's commonly sprayed with some really funky, weird chemical sprays. It's usually irradiated, and it's usually has concentrated cadmium in it. Cadmium is a heavy metal that may be involved with breast cancer, but it certainly is involved with damaging the liver and kidneys. So there was an expose, I think it was Consumer Reports, about 6 months ago, 8 months ago. They went into supermarkets and they bought chocolate, and they found a lot of pesticides and they found a lot of cadmium. So why use my cocoa? Well, because there's no cadmium, there's no sprays, it was never irradiated. There's no mold. How do we know this? It's a supplement, not a food. When a chicken lays an egg, that egg doesn't have to be inspected. When somebody makes a chocolate bar, that chocolate does not have to be inspected. But when you make a supplement, it has to be, by law, inspected. So first of all, we get a cocoa from Ghana. Ghana has extremely high-quality cocoa. We buy their highest quality, and it's fair trade, which means the people from Ghana share in the profit, which is nice, because I don't think they get paid a lot by the people who own the farms. And it's fair trade, which I like. Everything we have is fair trade. Beyond that, you know, it's socially responsible to make sure that the products you're selling are fair trade. Now, beyond that, it was never sprayed. Our cocoa was never sprayed. It is illegal to have it sprayed. It's grown without spray. It's never irradiated. But so it's a really high quality cocoa. And we do the right thing that the local people are making some money off it also. And it's never sprayed. It's non-GMO. It's never irradiated. And it's the highest quality you can get from Ghana, which basically is the highest quality on the planet Earth. And then we test it because we have to, where we do nutritional supplement manufacturing. And today, nutritional supplement manufacturing is on par with the manufacturing at a drug company. It doesn't mean we sell drugs. Of course we don't. We're selling natural things. But the cocoa, we have to check it to make sure there's no mold, and there isn't. If there was, we would reject the batch. And we have to check it to make sure there's no cadmium or any sprays. We check it for all these things. It's really clean stuff. And that's nice, because when you look on the label of our cocoa, it doesn't say nutritional facts. That's a food. When it says nutritional facts, it doesn't have to be checked for all these sprays and cadmium and mold, etc. Once in a while, it's spot-checked by the FDA or the Department of Agriculture, but that's a rarity because they have way too big a workload. They can't keep up with their workload. So it's really the onus of responsibility is on the food companies that make these manufactured foods to check to see if they're nice, clean, and wholesome. And do you really think they're doing that? Okay, come on. Now, we do that. We have to do that. It's the law. And we are way beyond the law in what we check and what we do. And our ethics and our morals. way beyond the law. We really do the right thing for you. I'm treating you like family. I give the cocoa to my family. So why am I so concerned about cocoa? Why do I devote time to cocoa? Well, in 2009, I read this study, and after it, I read a study from Yale Medical School up in Connecticut and Johns Hopkins down in Baltimore. And I said, you know what? Cocoa is really important. These are researchers from the Karolinska Institute in Sweden. The Karolinska Institute is like the Swedish version of Tufts University or Harvard. And it's in conjunction with Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. They work together on the study. It's a big, important study. And I never saw it in the media. Not once did I saw it on TV or in a magazine or in a newspaper, which shocked me because it's such a powerful study. It's published in the Journal of Internal Medicine, a high-quality journal. It was just short of 1,200 heart attack patients, just shy of 1,200 heart attack patients. They were all hospitalized, and they had all survived a heart attack. So they followed them. See, their feeling was there's something about cocoa and survival for people with heart disease. So they followed these people for the next 8 years. And there was a connection between cocoa and surviving heart disease, staying alive longer, in people who suffered a heart attack. Now, bear in mind, the person most likely to have a heart attack, pardon me, is someone who already experienced their first or second heart attack, okay? The person most likely to have a heart attack is someone who's a heart attack survivor. Just like the person who's most likely to have a stroke is a person who already had a stroke. The person most likely to have an asthma attack is someone who previously had an asthma attack. That's how it works. That's how the human body works, or that's how it gets broken down, rather. So almost 1,200 heart attack survivors. And there's a linear relationship. Linear relationship always boosts the level of certainty about the outcome of a study. Is it real? Is there something we can quantify? Yes. The more frequently they had cocoa, the more likely they were to survive and not die from additional heart attacks. So if they had cocoa once a month, these are heart attack survivors, once a month, they were less likely to die from a future heart attack by 27%. But if they had it once a week, they had a 44% reduction in the risk of dying from a future heart attack. Now, that's what we call a linear relationship. A linear relationship, the more often you had cocoa, the less likely you were to suffer future heart attacks. But it gets better. If they had cocoa like twice a week, the risk of dying from a future heart attack in heart attack survivors was lessened by 66%. So once a month, 27% lower risk. Once a week, 44%. Twice a week or more, 66%. You don't even have to have the cocoa every day. You could have it every third day, and it's going to slash your risk of a heart attack. So that made me sit up and take notice about cocoa. I said, you know what? I have to find a real cocoa. That's when I started my search for a high-quality cocoa, and I found this cocoa from Ghana. So in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, they looked at the Zutphen elderly study. Zutphen is over in the Netherlands, you know, near Holland. Holland is a city. The Netherlands is the country. And this is the Zutphen elderly study. It's part of the Netherlands. And they followed people for 25 years. It's Wageningen University that led the research. And if they had cocoa-type flavanols frequently, it slashed their heart disease mortality by 40%. It slashed their heart disease mortality, the risk of dying from heart disease, by 40%. American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. These were elderly people. So here's Johns Hopkins. It's a study that was presented to the American Heart Association's annual sessions. People who have cocoa, how often was it? Frequently. I mean, basically it was frequently. Cut their risk of a heart attack by about 50% in some cases and cut their risk of a stroke by 20%. It was a study of 500 men over a 15-year period. A 50% reduced risk of dying from heart disease. There's something about cocoa. So I've been following the main Syracuse study for many years. The main Syracuse longitudinal study started out in the University of Syracuse, and then the researchers moved to the University of Maine. So the study's been going on now for almost 40 years. It's almost a 40-year-long study. And recently they presented two sets of results. In one set of results, cocoa flavanols were reducing the risk of dementia, keeping the brain functioning. But another review showed that cocoa strongly reduced the risk of diabetes. People who commonly consume cocoa, it's a cross-sectional prospective analysis of 1,000 older people. 59% of them were women. They're all living up near Maine and northern New York. And they found that cocoa was inversely related with type 2 diabetes over a 30-year period. Cocoa, if you had cocoa, you had a lower risk, almost cut it in half, the risk of developing diabetes. Now, the Maine Syracuse study is not the only study to show that. Here's the journal Nutrients. It's a meta-analysis. This was done by Chinese researchers. I'm not sure about Chinese researchers looking at cocoa. I don't know if cocoa is commonly consumed in China. I guess it is. I mean, they love their sweets over there. They looked at 14 prospective studies, 509,000 people followed for up to 16 years. Cocoa intake associated with a decreased risk of coronary heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, okay? A 40% reduced risk of stroke, heart disease, and diabetes. This is similar to the Maine Syracuse study, which found a lessened risk of diabetes, and is similar to the Johns Hopkins study, where they found a lower risk of having a heart attack, and it's similar to the Zutphen elderly study, where there's a 40% slash in the risk of dying from heart disease, and it's similar to the study from Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, where cocoa was keeping heart attack survivors alive. There really is something about cocoa. So here's a study in elderly women from Tokyo. It's Nippon Sports Science University, the Department of Exercise Physiology. It's in the journal Clinical Interventions in Aging, a great journal. They found that when you gave older women cocoa, it made their blood vessels much younger, less stiff. This happened over a 12-week period. The women were aged 52 to 76. These are postmenopausal women. They're all postmenopausal. Now, why was that significant? Postmenopausal women, their sex hormones aren't being created by their ovaries anymore. And their sex hormones help protect their blood vessel walls. The natural sex hormones of women helps protect their blood vessel walls. When menopause happens and their ovaries shut down, the health of the blood vessels declines. And women start to catch up to men and the rate of heart disease, which is, of course, the biggest killer everywhere. So when they gave women cocoa, it was making their blood vessels much younger. It was reversing aging in the blood vessels. They were working much better. Now, why is that significant? Well, that lowers your risk of stroke, heart attack, kidney damage, heart damage, damage to your eyes, and damage to your brain. I mean, it's all good. So here's the last one I'm going to read along this line. Oh, but first we're going to a break. Our cocoa's on special, and it is rather special. We'll be right back. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. 8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back to the program. Pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. Now, here's the University of Reading. That's over in England. And also the medical facility, University of Dusseldorf in Germany. They work together. The English and Germans are working together. It's published. Their study's published in the British Journal of Nutrition. And they found that consuming cocoa, improved your Framingham risk score. Now, that's really important. There's been studies coming out of Framingham, Massachusetts for decades. These are the studies that are showed us that cholesterol could be bad for us and things like this. They're very important studies. And generally, Beth Israel Deaconess is involved with them, Massachusetts General Hospital, the University of Connecticut, Framingham State University, Harvard University, Harvard Medical School, Harvard School of Public Health, all of these. Just a whole bunch of academic research institutions, including Tufts University. So these are 100 middle-aged men and women, middle-aged from 35 to 60. And they gave them real cocoa, not chocolate. They're giving them cocoa. See, when you process cocoa into chocolate, you can lose these ingredients. So when you go into a supermarket and you buy a chocolate bar that's dark chocolate, that's 70% cocoa, it doesn't mean these things have survived a processing. Once you Dutch the cocoa and you add the milk fat and you add the sugar, it kind of destroys these ingredients. They're a little bit fragile. That's why we're selling real non-Dutch cocoa to you. So here's 100 healthy middle-aged people, and they gave them real cocoa. They gave them real cocoa or placebo for 1 month. And they found that their blood vessels were opening up. Okay, these are people between the age of 35 to 60. Their blood vessels were opening up. Blood flow improved. Their blood pressure improved. Their LDL cholesterol dropped a little bit. Their total cholesterol dropped a little bit. Their good cholesterol improved. All of these things were important issues. How smoothly does your blood flow? How high is your blood pressure? How high is your bad cholesterol? How high is your good cholesterol? When you adjust all of these things a little bit, it can equate to improved survival. The cocoa was improving their Framingham risk score. So what's the Framingham risk score? Your risk of having a heart attack or a stroke over the next 10 years. That's what the Framingham risk score is. And the cocoa was absolutely, even in younger healthy people, improving their Framingham risk score. How do you improve something like that in a young healthy person? They didn't have heart disease. They didn't have cancer. They didn't have diabetes. They were not obese. So here's a letter that kind of pushed me into talking about cocoa that I received recently from Rose. Hi, I found that cocoa is good for my blood pressure. It's now 120 over 70. I put your cocoa in almond milk latte with cinnamon and a little Splenda. Well, I don't know that. I don't use Splenda, but that sure sounds delicious to me. Cocoa reduces the risk of dying in people who've had a heart attack. Cocoa improves your Framingham risk score in sick people. Of course, it would do that because people who've had a heart attack are surviving better. But even in healthy people, which means it's lowering your risk for having a stroke or a heart attack over the next decade. And cocoa also reduces your risk of having the development of diabetes. And there's many, many, many studies showing this. Not one study, not two studies. Scores and scores and scores of studies, literally when you add it up on millions of people. So here's McMaster University, a major research hub up in Ontario, up in Canada. And they're talking about stroke prevention. And they're looking at two huge studies. In a study of 45,000 people, if you had cocoa even once a week, okay, once a week you had cocoa, you lowered your risk of stroke by 22%. Now, every study I've looked at with cocoa and stroke risk, whether it was from Harvard or Johns Hopkins or McMaster University, it didn't matter. It was always about a 20 to 22% reduction in the risk of stroke, which makes me think this is real, like 1,000% real, okay? But also, God forbid you had a stroke, it increased your chances of surviving the stroke. It cut your risk of dying from the stroke basically in half. So that wasn't enough for me. I mean, that's McMaster University on two important studies, but I wanted more evidence. So here's the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, in Stockholm, Sweden, and Cambridge University in England. And they're looking at 33,400 women. They followed them for 10 years. Out of the 33,400 women, 1,600 suffered a stroke, is what they found. Those who consumed cocoa had a 20% lower risk of developing a stroke. Okay, those who consumed cocoa. But, you know, other foods were protective too, like an apple, a cup of green tea. They were all protective. But cocoa cut the risk of stroke 20%. So McMaster University found that cocoa reduced the risk of stroke 20%. I'm sorry, 22%, right? Wasn't it 22%? Yeah, 22%. Here over in England and Sweden, they found that cocoa reduces the risk of a stroke by 20%. So that's keeping in line. That's keeping in line. So I really do believe, and this is why I have cocoa about four or five times a week, that it's lowering my risk of getting clogged arteries and it's making my blood vessels younger and more elastic and more resilient. So it's reversing that trend towards heart disease that happens in older Irish guys like me. The second thing is it's lowering my risk of diabetes. I like that because diabetes becomes much more common when you're in your 60s and 70s. And it's also keeping my brain healthy. I live in the Northeast. I don't live that far from the Wantagh Expressway, from Old Country Road. There's traffic pollution there. Traffic pollution is fine particulate matter. In other words, really tiny molecules that are floating in the atmosphere that I breathe in. These molecules are so tiny that they pass very easily from the lungs and they get dissolved in your blood and they travel all around your body. And they're connecting these molecules from vehicular pollution, whether it's a bus, a truck, a car, it doesn't matter, a motorcycle, it doesn't matter. They're connecting these particles to fatty liver, to kidney damage, a loss of kidney function, and kidney failure, to heart attacks, to lung diseases, including lung cancer and asthma attacks, but also damage to the brain. So here's a report. Lifelong air pollution raises Alzheimer's risk. It's the University of Montana. They looked at the effects of air pollution in Mexico City. 24 million people in the metropolitan area are exposed to fine particulate matter and ozone pollution above the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency standards. And they looked at autopsies, people who ranged in age from 11 months to 40 years of age. And they're looking at abnormal proteins that you see in the Alzheimer's brain, which would be tauopathies and beta amyloid plaque. And 99.5% of the people had signs of Alzheimer's. They said, here's what they said, the researchers said. The results showed that 99.5% of the subjects examined in autopsy showed signs of Alzheimer's disease, with the early stages of the disease even found in babies less than a year old. The young adult city dwellers who had a lifetime of exposure to these fine particulate matter also showed high levels of both damaging Alzheimer's-related proteins in their brain. The team concluded that exposure to fine particulate matter, the tiny pollution particles entering the brain through the nose, lungs, and digestive tract from where they can travel everywhere in the body through the circulatory system, is causing severe damage to the brain. I mean, one way you can look at this is looking at inflammation in your blood vessels. So, listen, the older you grow, and also the younger you are, the more dangerous pollution is to your brain and to your heart. So here's one of the studies on cocoa reversing the damage from air pollution. It's in Frontiers in Pharmacology. It's a pharmacy journal. It's University of Montana, Mizzou. It's the School of Psychology, Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta. They're looking at little kids in Mexico City that are exposed to air pollution. These are urban children. They compared inflammation in their heart and brain plaques to that of kids who lived in Mexico but lived out in the country who are not exposed to the air pollution. And they found a big difference. The kids who lived in the country, not exposed to the air pollution from trucks and buses and cars, were doing much better in academic subjects and in all kinds of cognitive function tests. And they didn't have the inflammation in their blood. The kids exposed to the pollution had inflammation in their blood, inflammation in their heart. They already had plaques in their brains that were getting picked up by MRIs. And they were doing poorly in the cognitive function tests compared to the country living kids, which you would expect to be just the opposite. You would think that living in a city is more stimulating academically, right? And cognitively. So they gave them cocoa. And it was reversing the condition within the first 9 to 20 days. The cocoa absolutely reduced the inflammation in their blood and the inflammation in their heart that was caused by the pollution. And it was improving their cognitive functions. Now, if you follow that thread with cognitive functions, there's powerful research that cocoa recharges the brain. Cocoa recharges the brain. Where are the studies coming from? Harvard Medical School, Harvard School of Public Health, Brigham and Women's Hospital, Massachusetts General Hospital. Who else? Mount Sinai in Manhattan, Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx, Columbia University, Cornell up in Ithaca, New York, NYU in Manhattan. All of them are showing improved brain function. There was this great study from a whole bunch of academic research institutions in Florence, Italy, and Molise, Italy, and Chieti Pescara University over near Bari, Italy, and the University of Rome, the Catholic University of Rome. When they gave older people cocoa that was very rich in the flavanols, just like the Invite Health cocoa, their brain power improved. And the more cocoa they gave them on a daily basis, the better their brain worked. So when they gave them milk chocolate, no improvement in brain function. It didn't do anything. It just was giving them calories. When they gave them a scoop of cocoa, their brain did much better. But when they gave them two scoops of cocoa, I mean, basically their brain was blasting off. It just really improved their memory and their thinking skills. All these skills critical to winning a game of poker, betting on the right horse at Belmont, anything like that. So, Columbia University did a study like that in conjunction with NYU Langone, their brain research departments. And they found that giving people a high-quality cocoa. Now, the researchers came out and said, you can't do this with a chocolate bar. You can't do this even with dark chocolate. You have to use cocoa. We'll talk about this study when we come back from the break. Cocoa is the first product on special today. We'll be right back. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. and visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. The study that was performed by Columbia University and NYU, their brain research departments, their visualization departments, you know, like the diagnostic labs, et cetera, was very telling. Because they discussed and showed in the first part of their research that as we age, circulation to the brain declines. We know this. I mean, Harvard's shown this. Brigham and Women's Hospital has shown this. The University of Reading in England has shown this. As you age, circulation to the brain declines. And the organs in your parts of the brain involved with memory and logic and problem solving, they start to wither. They're not getting enough juice, basically. They're not getting enough blood and oxygen and vitamins and minerals and calories to stay healthy. So the organs in the brain start to shrink a little bit. This is a normal component of aging, but nobody wants this. You don't want this. Okay? So circulation to the brain declines somewhere between 10 to 14%, according to Harvard research. As the circulation declines, the brain organs are not getting fed enough of the nutrients they need to stay robust and healthy, and they start to shrink and they pull apart, and their connectivity breaks down, their neural networks break down. And then your memory suffers, and your ability to think fast and solve problems and react to things suffers. Your ability to hold information in your brain declines. Your ability to solve problems all suffers. So in many of these studies, out of Harvard, out of Brigham and Women's Hospital, out of the University of Reading, out of Cornell, out of Columbia, out of NYU, when you give older people cocoa, the brain starts to get improved circulation. It almost perfectly offsets the decline in circulation that accompanies the aging process. And when this happens, the organs get nourished again, and the organs start to become healthier. And they start to grow back to their original, much younger, healthier size. And they start to reconnect. They start to reach out to each other and reconnect. And they're functioning together again. They're shooting together. They're functioning together. They're wiring together. And guess what? Your brain is working faster. Your brain is more accurate. Your mood improves. You're less stressed. You're less anxious. You're less depressed. Your problem-solving skills, doing math, remembering how to get home, planning vacation, getting your job done on time, all these things do better. And your memory does better. And your learning does better. So cocoa is real. To lower the risk of diabetes, according to many studies, or to lower the risk of heart disease, or dying from a heart attack, or suffering with a stroke, you need about two or three scoops a day. To help prevent diabetes, a heart attack, heart disease, and a stroke, you need about two or three scoops a week. So if you had a scoop Monday and you had a scoop Wednesday and you had a scoop Saturday, that's enough. But for mental acuity and memory, you have to have the cocoa daily. And apparently, the more you have, the better off you are. So one scoop is great for your memory, two scoops is even better, and three scoops seems to be the utmost you could do as far as cocoa is concerned. Once you have three scoops, you're not going to do any better. So to lower your risk of a heart attack, heart disease, diabetes, and stroke, many, many studies on millions of people show if you have the cocoa two or three times a week, you're effectively lowering your risk of a stroke anywhere between 20 to 22%. You're lowering your risk of dying from a heart attack, even if you previously had one, up to 67%. And you're lowering your risk of developing diabetes. And you have better blood flow. I mean, everything's good. But if you want to help your memory, you really need to have a scoop of cocoa daily. Don't put it in regular cow's milk. Put it in like almond beverage or rice milk or soy milk or water. You can mix it with yogurt. Yogurt won't damage it. Even though yogurt comes from dairy, it won't damage it. But regular milk somehow negates the good effects of cocoa on the brain. So I wouldn't do it that way. Even though it's only a minor decline in the benefits, it's still, why do that? So a lot of people, when I give them cocoa, they're putting it in the almond beverage. So cocoa's on special. Sterols is on special. Now, what's the deal with sterols? Sterols are a plant fat. Plants do not have cholesterol. Only animals have cholesterol. So when you eat a vegetable, when you eat a fruit, there's never cholesterol. When you eat cereal, there's never cholesterol. When you eat seeds and nuts, there's never cholesterol. Cholesterol exists in animals. There's a fat that looks like cholesterol. It's the plant version of cholesterol. It's called sterols. But here's the thing. Sterols protect humans from cholesterol. So the string bean, the broccoli, the bean form of fat, it's called a sterol. In fact, there's four different names. It's called a stanol or a phytostanol. It's called a sterol or a phytosterol. Okay? They all do similar things. They're all the same, basically. They're plant versions of plant cholesterol, and they protect humans from heart disease. How do they do this? They interfere with the absorption of cholesterol. So let me give you a little tutorial on how cholesterol is absorbed from your food. Cholesterol doesn't just magically transfer itself into your bloodstream. And it doesn't go through your liver. See, a lot of fats go through your liver for absorption. Cholesterol is absorbed in these little packages. They're called chylomicrons. The chylomicron has a negative charge. It picks up the positive charge of the cholesterol, and it carries it into your bloodstream. It carries it across the wall of your intestines. The sterols from the plants. Sterols are found in beans, some seeds and nuts, vegetables, in low amounts. So you have to take a lot of vegetables to make a product like this. The sterols get packaged into that little negatively charged ball, and there's no room for the cholesterol anymore, and the cholesterol goes out with your poop. So it's like musical chairs. Remember that game, Musical Chairs? Four kids walked around three chairs. The music stopped. Three of the kids sat down and got a chair. The fourth one was out of the game. It's just like that. You take the sterols with a glass of water about 10 minutes before each meal, and it sits in the chair that would otherwise be occupied by cholesterol, and then the cholesterol would be carried into your body. So the cholesterol has no place to go and maneuver. It just goes out with your poop the next day when you defecate. And it works. It's a strategy that works. Who says it works? The Mayo Clinic, the Cleveland Clinic, David Geffen School of Medicine, Harvard Medical School, Yale Medical School, the American Medical Association, the American Heart Association, Yale University, Columbia University, Cornell University, they all say it works. How do they know it works? Sterols have been studied since the 1950s. They absolutely block the absorption of cholesterol from your food. But here's the beauty of sterols. They don't block the important fats. You still absorb fish oils. You still absorb CoQ10 ubiquinol. You still absorb vitamin D. You still absorb the wonderful oils in avocados and walnuts and olive oil. You still absorb all the good fats. You still absorb the lutein, a fat pigment needed for your good vision and brain health. You still absorb lycopene, a red fatty thing that's found in tomatoes that protects your heart, protects a man's prostate, protects the skin, protects a woman's breasts. You still absorb the good fats. You're just not absorbing the cholesterol and some of the saturated fat. So here's a report that came out June 5th. OK, Okay. It just came out this week. It's in the journal Progress in Cardiovascular Diseases. And they're talking about the portfolio diet. They did a meta-analysis of human clinical trials. And they found four things in your diet lower your cholesterol and your blood pressure. Okay, it's called the portfolio diet. Four things in your diet lower your blood pressure and slash your cholesterol. What are they? 42 grams of tree nuts every day. So that could be pecans or walnuts or almonds. 42 grams. So it's like an ounce and a half. 50 grams of plant protein from pulses. So what's a pulse? That could be a chickpea, a bean, a pea, a lentil. It could be a soy food. 20 grams of soluble fiber. Now, soluble fiber is found in apples and berries and oats and barley. And 2 grams of plant sterols, okay, which is 3 of our capsules. Okay, the portfolio diet is absolutely proven now. They're updating the European Association for the Study of Diabetes guidelines. And they said the portfolio diet absolutely works to slash your cholesterol and your blood pressure, lowering your risk of heart disease. It's a meta-analysis of human clinical trials. Having fresh nuts. I'm not talking about salted nuts, fresh nuts. Plant protein from pulses like soy, chickpeas, beans, lentils. Soluble fiber from vegetables and grains, like oats and apples and berries and oranges and barley and psyllium husks. And 2 grams of plant sterols. If you eat like that every day, it's going to lower your blood pressure. It's going to lower your cholesterol. It's going to lower your triglycerides. It's going to lower inflammation in your heart. It's going to slash your risk of heart disease. So here's Unilever. Unilever's a huge company. It's in the European Journal of Nutrition. If you have 2 grams of plant sterols, they looked at 12 human clinical trials. 12 human clinical trials. If you have 2 grams of plant sterols every day, it lowers your triglycerides. So it's not just your cholesterol, it's also your triglycerides. And research also shows it lowers inflammation in your heart. Now, that's important. There's 2 major causes of heart attacks. One of them is high cholesterol. That's where the statins come in, like the atorvastatin, the rosuvastatin, the simvastatin. So about half of all heart attacks, high cholesterol, statins take care of that. What about the other half of all heart attacks? They happen in people with perfectly fine cholesterol, even low cholesterol. That's inflammation in the heart. Sterols not only lower cholesterol, and also lower triglycerides, which is another kind of greasy fat involved with heart disease and strokes and heart attacks, but they also lower inflammation in your heart. Now, who says things like this? Well, let's look here. The University of Pierre and Marie Curie in Paris, France. The Department of Clinical and Experimental Medicine, Federico II University in Naples. The Lipid Clinic in Belgium. University College London. University Hospital Ghent, University of Milan, University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center, the Irvine Institute of Columbia University in Uptown Manhattan. Adding plant sterols to your diet strongly lowers your cholesterol. And if you add it to your statins, it's like doubling the dose of the statins. So what's the strategy there? Statins lower cholesterol. But if you take too much of a statin, it could slow you down. It could take away some of your energy and some of your strength and some of your endurance, some of your performance, guys. So doctors put you on a statin, your cholesterol drops, but it's not ideal where the doctor wants it. Instead of doubling the dose of the statin, which can lead to side effects, just add the sterols. I'll tell you how to take them when we come back from the show. When we come back from the break, Jerry Hickey, Invite Home. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. 573-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, sterols. Here's an opinion by Harvard Medical School based on their data published in the New England Journal of Medicine. If you have 2 grams of plant sterols every day, it can lower your bad cholesterol by up to 20%. And that makes a big difference in your risk of heart disease and cardiovascular disease. Just taking the sterols, according to Harvard Medical School and according to the research published in the New England Journal of Medicine, just taking the sterols before each meal lowers your risk of developing cardiovascular disease, America's biggest killer, by 25%. That's huge. That is huge. It's so effective, the FDA actually allows us to make a claim that if you use our sterols, you lower your risk of developing a heart attack, heart disease. So how do you take it? You take 1 sterol about 5 to 10 minutes before each meal with a glass of water 3 times a day. You take 1 sterol 3 times a day with a glass of water right before each meal, and your cholesterol starts to drop right away. Within a week or two, the bad cholesterol is already dropping. The triglycerides are starting to drop, and the inflammation in your heart's dropping. It's all really good. So here's what's on special so far. I had a whole bunch of things scheduled for special today, so just ask them what's on special. I'm not going to be able to cover everything I wanted to talk about because I spent a lot of time on the cocoa, because I think cocoa deserves that kind of attention. I think cocoa is a real way of improving your health and protecting your health. The healthier heart, the healthier blood sugar, the healthier blood vessels, lowering your risk of stroke and heart attack, and lowering your risk of Alzheimer's, apparently. So our cocoa's on special, really clean cocoa, a very high-quality cocoa. Sterols are on special. They're also non-GMO. They're not from animal source. They're from vegetable source. And the last thing that I'm going to talk about is our Beets HX powder. Now, beets, there's a lot to beets. There's 3 different really wholesome things in beets that are good for our health. Red beets now. We're not talking about sugar beets. We're not talking about the sugar beets that are genetically modified and sprayed like crazy. Those are yellowish beets. These are the red beets, the real deep red beets. There's 3 things in them. First of all, there's trimethylglycine. Trimethylglycine lowers your homocysteine, so it helps protect your heart health. It's a natural way of lowering your homocysteine. The second ingredient in there is betalains and beta-cyanins. They're these brownish, reddish pigments from vegetables that are incredibly powerful for keeping your heart blood vessels healthy. And the last ingredient in there is nitrate. Nitrate turns out to be unbelievably healthy. Nitrate is converted to a gas in your blood vessels that pumps your blood vessels open. So what's the advantage there? Well, it lowers your blood pressure. The studies on beets show, the red beets, not the sugar beets. We're not talking sugar beets here. This product is very low in carbohydrate. It's safe to use in a diabetic. It's safe to use in somebody who's trying to lower their blood sugar. It's safe to use in somebody who's dieting. It's not a sugar beet. It's a red beet. They're different. Totally different. The red beet is deep red, and the sugar beet is kind of yellow. It looks like a weird carrot. It looks like a weird parsnip, the sugar beet. We're not using it. It's the red beet we're using. And a red beet, by giving you the nitrates are changed to nitric oxide. That pumps open your blood vessels. So where is the advantage in that? In many, many human studies, red beets lower your blood pressure significantly. Even in healthy people, it can lower their blood pressure 4, 5, 6 points. That later on, it's going to help prevent heart disease and dementia and kidney problems and problems with the vision and heart problems. And older people, even if they're heavy, even if they have a big belly, even if they're diabetic, when you give an older person red beets, it pushes open their blood vessels and it can lower their blood pressure dramatically. I mean, it can really add to lowering their blood pressure. And it's very safe to use with your high blood pressure drugs because it doesn't push your blood pressure down. It allows it to go back towards normal. When you do the beets and the tart cherry that are in our red beet powder, our Beets HX powder, Beets HX, it opens up the blood vessels and you get more nutrition and more calories and more oxygen reaching the muscles, and it flushes the acids out of the muscles. So you're going to perform at a higher level and your peak performance will be longer. So when you play that, when you're smashing that tennis ball, when you're hitting that backhand, you're going to be more proficient. You're going to be faster and sharper. You're going to be able to do it for longer, faster, at a higher level. That's what the research is showing. So your performance level improves, and at peak performance, even though it's improved, it's going to last a longer time, and you're going to recover faster. Now, the other thing is they're finding that the tart cherry helps people sleep. So if you get the Beets HX and you have it twice a day, it adds about an hour and a half of sleep at night. It doesn't make you sleepy. Three different studies now show that when you do the tart cherry twice a day, even though you're using it for exercise, you're using it for running, you're using it for lifting weights, you're using it for your ballet lesson, whatever it might be, you're using it to qualify for some kind of team. Even though you're doing it for a sport in the daytime, so it's actually improving your energy, at night it's adding to your sleep by about an hour and a half. So when you do the Beets HX, you can expect your blood pressure to improve. And it should be rather significant if you have high blood pressure. If you don't have high blood pressure, you'll get a slight improvement in your pressure. You're going to have better circulation. You're going to have better ability to exercise or play a sport, but you're going to survive better. Here's the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. They're looking at 1,226 women between the ages 70 to 85. They followed them for 15 years. If they frequently had the ingredients in red beet, it strongly cut their risk of dying from hardening of the arteries. Did you hear that? 1,226 women between the ages 70 to 85, then followed for 15 years. So at the end of the study, the youngest lady was 85, the oldest lady was 100. If they had the ingredients in beets, it's also found in arugula. It's also found in chervil and cress. Okay, if you had the ingredients in beets, it cut the risk of dying in these very elderly women by 20% from heart disease, the biggest killer in the planet. And they also found if you suffered a heart attack and you had heart failure, if you did the red beets, it improved your ability to exercise. Now, the capacity to exercise in somebody who's had a heart attack is linked to quality of life and even survival. It's in the Journal of Cardiac Failure. It's from Purdue University over in Indianapolis. So not only does the red beet tart cherry improve your blood pressure and your circulation and your blood flow to your heart, to your legs, to your arms. So not only does it improve blood flow, not only does it help adjust your blood pressure, it also improves your exercise and your ability to perform in a sport, any sport. Could be kayaking, it could be tennis, could be basketball, could be running, could be lifting weights, could be dance instruction. It doesn't matter. And you recover better with a lower risk of an injury to your muscles. So better performance, lower risk of injury. You'll probably sleep better at night after using this for a couple of weeks. And it's going to help protect your arteries and reduce your risk of developing heart disease. And even if you had a heart attack, it's going to improve your ability to do some exercise, which is something you need to discuss with your cardiologist before you start an exercise program if you have had a heart attack or you have heart disease or heart failure. And heart failure patients was improving their physical performance. Can you imagine? So here's what's on special. Our Beets HX powder. Take a scoop and some water, a glass of water, about 45 minutes before you exercise or play a sport, and you'll do better and you'll recover faster. Our Sterols HX. Take a capsule with a glass of water about 5 to 10 minutes before each meal, and your cholesterol will drop. It really will drop. So will your triglycerides. So will inflammation in your heart. And our cocoa. A scoop every 2 or 3 days lowers your risk of diabetes, lowers your risk of a heart attack, lowers your risk of a stroke, helps protect you from all the pollution we're breathing in up here in New Jersey and New York and Pennsylvania and Connecticut, etc. Protects your brain and your kidneys and your heart from the pollution. That's good for your brain and memory. Okay, we're done. We're out of here. God bless. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again soon. Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.